Hi, Cindy. I was going to give you a few minutes. I figured you were still on the call.
Yes, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, so we would like to go with the premium platinum package.
Okay. Okay. So the one that includes both the Facebook, did you want to go the one with the Facebook ads and Google ads included, or the one at, which would be the $5.99 or the $4.99?
We're going to go with the $4.99 for now, and then
okay.
If we see,
yeah.
If we see 2 months, if we need to add the Facebook, are we able to do
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, most definitely. Okay. So let's go ahead and do this. Yeah, definitely. That would be good. And your Facebook page, you did a great job on that. Love the video.
Oh, awesome.
I was checking it out. Awesome. Yeah, really good. Okay. So let's do this. What's the best email address for you? This is where we're going to send correspondence as well as the receipt. What's the best email for you?
It's going to be dirty. Cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
2022.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay, so dirty duct cleaning 2022 at gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So let me do this. So I'm going to send you two emails right now. The first email, excuse me, I can't believe I'm already losing my voice. I've been dealing with allergies all week.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible. You know, and I'm like, am I getting sick? You know, and then I'm like, oh, no. And it's funny because as I get older, it seems like I used to have asthma really bad as a kid, and then it went away. But now that I'm getting older, I feel like, why do I have to use an inhaler now?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. My mom's all, wait till the bones start hurting when you get up in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm all, they already are. It's like I hit 50, and now I feel like everything is going downhill.
Yes. Agree.
Honestly, I embraced it. I turned 50 this year, and I embraced it. I was excited. My husband's like,
absolutely.
There's nothing to be excited about. So you're going to, were you? Yeah, I don't know. I was happy. My sister-in-law was excited. We went to an 80s bar for her birthday. It was so fun. So I just sent you off two emails. Okay, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first one is going to say Google Advertising. It's going to show you that the cost is $4.99 a month with a $99 setup fee. Everything that's included in the program, okay? The second email, it's labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So as I mentioned to you earlier, you're going to have that tracking and reporting system. So what it does is it gives you an overview, okay, just so you can get familiar with how the reports will look, okay?
Okay.
And then right now I'm also going to send three text messages. You can, on this number, you get text messages, right? To this number we're speaking on? Okay, perfect. I had sent you a text message earlier, and I'm like, oh, we got disconnected. I'll call you 5 minutes. But I figured you were still on the phone. So, awesome. So you got the one that has my name with my number and extension, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Even though I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I always like to provide my information, okay? I'm going to also send you two additional text messages. The next one that's coming through, it's going to have the number to our customer service. Now, anytime, Cindy, you have an update, a question, a concern, a modification regarding your account, you'll contact customer service, okay? We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. We're on the West Coast, Pacific Standard Time, okay? However, for you, we're 2 hours behind, so we would be here for your time zone would actually be 9 to 6, okay?
Yep.
And then the next one, I wear my Siri watch and all of a sudden, my Apple watch and all of a sudden she'll say, I didn't get that. I'm not talking to you. Okay.
Right.
Now, I'm also sending you a link that's going to be about a 6-minute YouTube video. Okay. When you have time, just take a look at the video. It's going to walk you through on how you go in and track your results with us, just so you can get familiar with the reporting system. Nothing complicated, but I do want you to get familiar with it, okay?
Awesome.
Okay. And then now, are you going to be the primary contact for the account? I'm assuming so, since you handle all of the marketing. So
yeah.
Should we create an, okay. Is your first name, you go by Cindy and it's Cynthia? I only ask because my daughter's name is Cynthia.
Yes. My legal name is Cynthia, but I do go by Cindy.
Okay, perfect. And what's your last name, Cindy?
London, L-O-N-D-O-N.
Okay. Now, the phone number that should be listed for the business, this is the number that, you know, they would contact on, would be the 423-367-3843?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. But the best number for us to call you on is the 352-223-0109.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the company name, I know that you mentioned you do have the LLC included when you requested for it to be PIN verified as Dirty Duct Cleaning LLC?
Correct.
Okay. What address did you use for them to send the PIN code? Do you recall?
20. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's 209.
Uh-huh.
And it's Dean, D-E-A-N.
Okay.
Street.
Uh-huh.
And that's gray. 3761.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Now, is that like an office that you want people to see that address, or is it like a home office?
It's a home office.
Okay, so we're going to make sure that that address is hidden. Okay?
Okay.
Only because, I mean, no one comes to you, unless if you said, listen, it's a showroom, right? Then, of course, you know, if you want it to show, but we typically hide the addresses. We don't want those showing. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you, I did see, I'm just pulling it up here. I know that you have the Google My Business website, so we want to make sure that that's attached as well. Mm-hmm. Just grab it here. There it is. And I'll notate it. So once we create the account, just so you know the process, we're also going to set up this client interview, okay? It's going to be with one of our technicians. And what they're basically doing in the client interview is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about the keywords, the areas that we're targeting. You know, this is where the magic is going to happen, okay? The client interview, we block out an hour. It takes between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. But
okay.
I do want to schedule that at a time that is convenient for you. So
okay.
How does your schedule look today? Do you think you might have time today?
Let me take a look. See what's happening.
Okay.
I think Monday would work for everybody because that way I can have the guys that are out,
okay,
the technicians, and they can they know more about what happens out on the field than what I do.
Okay. So you want to schedule it for Monday? Like what time on Monday so I can take a look at the calendar? The earliest appointments, just so you know, just to kind of give you an idea, and whatever time I give you, it's based off of your time zone. Okay. The earliest appointments would be your time, 9 to 10. The latest appointments would be 5 to 6.
Okay.
On Monday.
Let's do the 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let me do that. Okay. So we'll do 10 o'clock. Perfect. All right. Awesome. And then I'll send you an email shortly with that information as well. So this way you have that there. And then, like I said, you don't need to be in front of a computer. Basically, what they're going to do is re-verify the information you and I verified just to ensure that we have everything, you know, that I notated everything correctly. They're going to discuss right. with you about the keywords, keyword phrases. They're going to talk to you about, you know, the areas that we're targeting, okay, whether you want specific zip codes, if you want to target by mile radius. So it's basically, like I said, crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's, okay? You don't need to be in front of a computer, just FYI, okay? But definitely if you want that time, I always like to schedule it as soon as possible. I would say Monday's got to be the latest because the sooner we get you through that, the faster we're moving, okay?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And then now for the billing, Cindy, the card that we're using for the payment, is it in your name, the business name? Is it in both?
It is a business card.
Okay.
And let's see. It's under my husband's name.
Okay.
And it's Henry G. London Jr.
Uh-huh. J.R.?
Yep.
Okay.
And it's Dirt Duck Cleaning LLC.
And it's just Dirty Duct Cleaning LLC. Okay.
Yep. And I'm ready with the card number when you are.
Yeah. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to that real quick here. Dirty Duct Cleaning LLC, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the billing address? Is it still the 209 Dean Street?
It is.
Okay. And Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
It's a Visa.
Visa? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I'm ready when you are.
It's 4113.
4113.
Uh-huh. 8900.
8900.
0019.
0019.
9976.
9976. Expiration month and year?
725.
7 of the year 25. And the CVV code on the back?
266.
266. Okay. All right. So aside from you, is there anyone else who's going to be authorized to make any changes to the account? Or is it just going to be you as the primary person?
No, Angel London.
Angel London? Okay. Let me notate that. So it would be yourself and Angel London. Do you have Angel's number by chance?
I do.
Because if Angel calls in, we're going to ask Angel for the phone number just to verify that that's Angel.
Okay. It's 423.
Uh-huh.
367.
Uh huh.
5124.
423-367-5124, correct? Okay. By chance, is Henry there with you?
He is not. He's actually on a job.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to at least get all the notes from you. We're going to schedule the client interview. The only thing that I need to do with Henry, although I know he authorizes you, but for his protection and yours, I have to walk him through a 90-second voice verification. It's just going to outline the service agreement. And again, it's something that we sent you in writing with the invoice, okay?
Okay.
Do you know when he might be available for that? I have to do that before I could even process the payment. And again, it's just for your guys' protection.
Right. Let me see if he is able to walk away. Let's see. I know they just started.
Yeah.
They're putting in,
oh my gosh. Yeah, no, and I don't want to interrupt him either. Because I know he's busy.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm going to try to call him and see if he'll answer. Just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, he's on.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
Doing good.
Awesome. I'm going to walk you through, and my name is Nadine. I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement. As I'm walking you through it, if there's anything you don't understand, you just stop me. And you say, Nadine, what does that mean? I'll review it and then rephrase it. Okay?
All right.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dirty Duck Cleaning.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Yeah, it's Henry London, and I'm the
owner,
CFO.
President. Okay, thank you.
I'm co-owner.
Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
I should be on that.
Yes, you are.
Now, you do authorize your wife, Cindy London, to make any changes to the account when need be, as well as Angel London, correct?
Yes, yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to text messages, phone calls, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you explain that one?
Yes, sir. What that means is we're not saying you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just let us know so we can reference it and make sure we're not already offering you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay.
Okay. I agree.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is September 15th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $598. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Okay. So your next payment is going to be on the 15th of September, 2022. Your next payment will be October 15th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $499. Now, this is a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, your agreement will just automatically renew each 15th of the month in the discounted amount of $499. However, you may discontinue or suspend your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring a charge. Okay?
Hold on. Yes.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Henry.
All right.
Okay, Cindy. We're good, and then you and I can continue.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. So just to kind of go over that with you, because I know I kind of got him through quickly because he was, you know, busy. But I do want to go back over that with you. So, you know, what we're asking, and whenever we're reaching out to you, right, we might give you some updates, okay, on your account.
Right.
we'll either call you, we'll text you, we'll email you. What we're asking is that, you know, just be responsive at least within 24 hours. We know sometimes, you know, you're busy, but at least just reply back, okay? The other thing I want to mention, we will never call you to ask you for more money, okay?
Okay.
Once you start having more online presence, you might get a call from someone, you know, trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with Local Splash. We will never call you for a penny more, okay? Your price will never change. If someone calls you and says, hey, this is Local Splash or you know, because there's people out there that'll do that, and they tell you, you need to pay $50, you take down that phone number, disconnect the call, okay, and you call us immediately with that phone number, or just text it to us and say, this number's calling me and asking me to pay more money, and then we'll handle it on our end, okay?
Okay.
Now, we already know that you guys are using, like, Angie's Lee's Home Advisor. They're not associated with us. We know that you're running your own Facebook ads, okay?
Right.
So you, if you're going to do any other type of marketing, right, let's say you wanted to do Yelp ads, right? You would just call us and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing, and we would just tell you, listen, we're doing the Yelp free listing for you. The Yelp ads, we don't manage, okay? But we would just tell you, well, listen, we already got you your free listing there, so it's just giving us that heads up, right? And again, we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to, if it's a service that we're already offering, okay? And then now, as I mentioned, okay, the payment today that we're going to make, and you'll be receiving the receipt shortly as I'm updating the package, is going to be the $598, right? So as I mentioned, it's a two-month verbal agreement. Now, the next payment would then be $499, which is going to be on October 15th, 2022, okay? From there, it just continues to bill every 15th of the month in the amount of the $499, okay? However, if you want to pause the account, you want to cancel it, the only thing that we ask you is that you call us at least 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay? That's all we ask.
Okay.
There's not a cancellation fee. We're not going to hold you hostage, okay?
Okay.
The receipt is going to be sent to you through email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message, and we'll go over that in a minute.
Okay.
Some of the notes that I did want to go over, and let me set up this first. So the calendar invite you're going to receive, you don't need to do anything with it. It's just going to state when your appointment is, and we said 10 to 11. Now, they're going to call you from an 877 number. Okay, so just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. They're going to call your phone. We're also going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, okay, just to let you know that it's coming up, okay? If for some reason, I'm just saying if, you're busy when they call, because they'll call you between 10 and 11, just at least pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 10 minutes or however much time you need. Okay, but the sooner we get you through that, remember, the faster we're moving, okay? Let me send you that, and then we're just going to go over a few notes, okay? And they're just basic notes. Now, okay, if you take a look, let's see here. Let me grab this. All right, so you guys are strictly doing residential for now. I have duct cleaning, duct replacement, duct repairs.
Right. And we also do dryer.
Oh,
yeah,
you also
dryer vent cleaning.
Dryer vent cleaning. Okay. And that's residential only for now. Okay. I'm putting on here, she requested pin and put in. I'm going to say she received, you received it about a month ago, right? She received PIN code 1 month ago and submitted successfully. I'm just notating all this because I want to be very, very notated.
Okay.
However, not showing. You still have that PIN code on you, right?
No. It said it expired in 30 days, so I shredded
Yeah,
it.
That's what I figured. Okay. So I'm just notating that. So, again, they might have to get you repinned, but they might have a work around it. And then you do have your Facebook page. And then how do you feel about the website, the Google My Business website?
It's okay. We actually were thinking about hiring somebody to do another website for us.
Okay. I'm going to text you this real quick. If you want, we can, let me go here. We can build you like a landing page like this in the meantime. I'm just going to send you a quick example. I'm sending it to your phone. It's basically a one page, five tab, but it is Google compliant and it's mobile friendly. It doesn't cost you additional. Okay. It would be included. I can include it for you. If you want, we can build you something like that. And it's just like a basic, right? But it's totally up to you. It would not cost you more, Cindy.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. So I'm going to put yes. You have a business logo, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm putting that you have photos and you have business logo. So they'll just let you know where to send the pictures to and the logo.
Okay.
So this way you could at least have this type of a site until, you know, if you want some, if you find someone who could build you a whole different website, then all we would do is just switch it out. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. As far as like the areas, like how far do you guys want to target? Do you want to put 60, 70 miles? I mean, you could change this on Monday. You can change it at any time. When you make changes, right, it doesn't cost you more, just an FYI.
Okay. I think the 50-mile radius for now is fine. And
okay.
But like after we talk to the two of them when they get back from the job, we can go ahead and change it on Monday.
And change it if need be. Okay. Awesome. Now, we do offer, it's not an additional cost, it's included if you'd like. We do offer where we could add a tracking number that would be linked to the phone number, right? So they don't actually see the physical phone number. They'll see a tracking number. It comes with an app that you would download on your phone, but it allows you to track the phone calls, the messages, and, you know, it even prevents, like, where you could block spam calls. Do you want the tracking number or would you prefer the 423 number to be appearing? It's up to you, right? But whoever has that 423 number basically would have to have the app downloaded from the app store.
Right.
It's really a preference.
Right. I know as a consumer, I prefer to have a phone number.
Okay. To have it as a phone number, right? Because typically what they would see is like an 877 number or whatever tracking number they put on it.
Okay.
So we could just put no, keep it as your number, right? As the actual number. And if you decide later on, hey, I think we want a tracking number, you can do that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So we'll just keep it as the current number showing. Okay. And then what are the hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
It is Monday through Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And 8 to 5.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what forms of payments do you guys accept? Is it like cash, checks, Zelle, Venmo, credit cards?
We do accept credit cards, cash, and check.
What about PayPal?
We have not accepted PayPal as a
Okay. If at any time you guys start taking, let's say, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, any of those, just let us know so we can update it, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, do you prefer the method of contact to be phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Probably all three, so everybody all is three. Aware of what's going on.
Yes. Awesome. And then, let's see, it's not that it's a requirement, but I always ask, are you guys licensed and insured or in the process?
Yes, we are licensed and insured.
Awesome. Okay, now the last thing to go over with you, so you received, I want you to see there's a receipt, right? It'll say initial invoice.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you open it up, it goes on to say, of course, in your husband's name, dear Henry, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. So you're going to click where it says, please click here. Okay. I'm going to walk you through it, but of course, Henry has to sign it. I'm not going to tell you to sign it because that would be fraudulent on my end. But
right.
What this is at the very top, you see where it says terms of experience, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is everything that we mentioned in the voice verification. Now, what you'll have him do is you'll scroll all the way down to the very bottom, right? It's going to have
okay.
a signature box. You see that there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So before he types his name in, right above it, there's a little box to the left that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and correct. Right? He'll
yes.
click on that little box because by that, he's confirming that it is his name on the card, okay, that he provided for the payment.
Okay.
And then he's going to type his name exactly as it reads. Henry
okay.
G, no period after the G, London, and then JR, no periods, okay? And then he'll click on confirm signature. Now, when he does that, it's going to take him to another page that'll say Local Splash, and it's going
right.
to ask him to enter a username and a password, okay?
Okay?
That's when you know that it accepted it. When he sees that, you don't have a username and password yet, but that's where you would go in to track your results with us, okay? So that's why I want you to watch that video, okay? So just have him do that, you know, when he is available, make sure he does that, whether it's tonight or at least before Monday, okay?
Okay.
Now, the last thing to go over with you, your client interview, again, is going to be on Monday between 10 and 11 o'clock. They will call you guys from an 877 number. Just remember to answer all calls within that hour, and you'll get that reminder an hour before your client interview. Once we get
okay.
you through that, okay, more than likely, if we have to get you repinned, you'll get that PIN code within 6 to 10 days. Once you get that PIN code, you let us know and the technician will go over it with you. You could either text it, you could put it in yourself, or you could just call us in with it, okay?
Okay.
And then I would start gathering any pictures, your logo and what have you. So this way, during your client interview, you could just send it off. And again, basically, they're crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. The
right.
website... We're going to have that website completed for you within 7 to 14 days. They're also going to send it to you to review just to let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. Okay?
Okay.
Google Ads will be up and running within 7 to 14 days, but this is from the time of your client interview. Okay? That's when the clock starts ticking. Okay?
Okay.
The profiles on the additional directories, 5 to 7 days. Your login credentials for your client dashboard, you're going to receive in an email within 5 to 7 days, okay? And then, as I mentioned, you know, sometimes with the local map, it can take between 30 to 45 days, but again, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I've seen it where it's happened sooner sometimes, but we're also going to be sending you notifications, Cindy, as these things are being processed, letting you know that, hey, you're live in the Google ads, you're live in the directories, your website's live, you're live on the first page of Google. So we're going to keep you in the loop, okay, as these things are being completed, okay?
Alrighty.
And I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. I want to thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you guys.
Thank you for calling us.
You are so welcome. Absolutely. I mean, perfect timing, right? The stars were aligned.
Yes.
Absolutely. So again, if you have any questions, you have the number to customer service. If you need to speak with someone urgently, you got my information. I wouldn't be able to make a change, but you're more than welcome to call me and I can get a message over to them. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, you have yourself a very blessed day. I've taken enough of your time.
You too. And I hope your husband does well.
You know what? He is by God's grace. I mean, you know, I just tell him, you know, once he'll be eligible for a kidney transplant once he's 5 years remission from cancer. So he's mm-hmm. got 2.5 more years to go. So, you know, pushing through, right? I told him, God's not done with you yet, buddy.
Yeah. Oh.
But thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Well,
no,
you have
welcome.
A blessed day. All right.
You
take care. Thank
right,
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.